Dalam Ralph, the Gemara begins from the top. If I'm a Rava, Hai Tzurba Mirabanan. What's a Tzurba Mirabanan? So says Rashi, four lines from the top. The Tzurba Mirabanan is Bachur Charif, a young, sharp Talmud Chacham. So Rashi continues to say, Kimo Be'e de Triven Maseches Beta, and Talmud Chacham is. Someone who's older is called just a mirabanan, but a young, sharp one is called a tzubra mirabanan. So the Gemara says, what about tzubra mirabanan, this young, sharp individual? Dami lipartzida de tusi kala. He's similar to a type of, we said this yesterday, what partuba was? A seed, right, that goes into the ground. And why is he similar to that? Because the Gemara explains, Kevan de Nabat Nabat. So once he begins, Rashi explains, de Nabat Nabat, Shemaschil le Batspets, Ulaalos Ololamala. Once the, I guess, the seed cracks open and starts to grow, it grows really, really quickly. Kach, says Rashi, Talmud Chacham, Kevan Shiyatsa Shmo Holoch Vigadolamala. Once his name becomes known, he becomes really, really popular and continues to grow further and further and more. So that's why he's similar to a seed. Vama Rava, another statement about the Tzurba Mirabanan. Hai Tzurba Mirabanan dirasich araisahu dekam masarchalei. When a young, oftentimes you see a young Talmud Chacham very excited and energetic and angry, it's the Torah that's within him that makes him angry. Amazing thing. Shenemar, halo kod divrei akei shenum Hashem. That the words of Hashem, are they not like fire? So you see the words of fire, words of Hashem are like fire, so it makes him so angry. You also know from elsewhere, the Gemara Kesubas tells us that person so supposed to be davik b'Hashem, atem dvekim b'Hashem. So the Gemara asks, how are you supposed to be davik b'Hashem if Hashem's ke'esh? I can't come close to Hashem. So the Gemara says, how are you davik b'Hashem? By being davik b'tamidei chachamim, that's how you come close to Hashem. And even then, the Gemara says, you should be very careful. Don't come too close to Talmud Chacham, because the Mishnah Avos says that their bite is like a snake or something like that. So be very careful when you come too close. But they're supposed to keep distance because the fire of the Torah that's within them becomes very, very powerful. Further, the Gemara says, another statement about Talmud Chacham. Vamar of Ashi, kol Talmud Chacham she'enu kasha kibarzel. Enu Talmud Chacham, a Talmud Chacham who's not as thick, as strong as Barzel, he's not considered Talmud Chacham. So Rashi explains, Barzel is kaftanim v'koshim kabarzel. They're makbid on certain things. Now, I don't think it refers to their personality, but when they're makbid on things that are related to halacha and to Torah, they're very concerned. That's what it means. If they're not, they're busy learning, they're pretty laid back in regards to halacha and Torah and learning, that's not considered Talmud Chacham. He has to have hergesh. He has to have feeling also, emotions about the learning as well. Shenemar, uchapatish yifutat sela. He's like a hammer. This is a reference to Torah. The Gemara in Sanhedrin also uses this pasuk to teach that the Torah could be understood in many different ways. Just like a hammer, you crack something, it splits in many different ways. So to Torah, chidushim could be split in 70 different ways of learning. Amarle Rabbi Abel Rav Ashi, Osun mehasun masnisela. You from there learn this. However, says Rabbi Abba, Anan mehacha masnisela. We learn it from a different source. The same concept. Dichsiv. The pasuk says, Eretz. Asher avoneha barzel, the land that the rocks are like barzel, al tikre avoneha ela boneha. Don't read it as the rocks, but the builders of it. Rashi tells us that, who are the boneha? These are tamidei chachamim, mikaime olam binyano. By them learning and mikaime the Torah. Like the Torah stands on three things. One of them is Torah. The we said the end of in Kelkenu on Shabbos, right? Exactly, the builders, the Nefesh HaChaim, anybody here learning Nefesh HaChaim is a beautiful sefer. Rav Chaim Yevlajin talks about, and others from also, but he talks about how the how everything that we do in this world and the learning we do, we're bone, we create, we're actually building the world. And if a person for just a moment stops learning, if there's zero learning that takes place, the world would completely be destroyed.
So, had a mimer on
Shavuos. Oh yeah, on this you concept? I did not, that one that I read? I
don't remember.
I didn't read the whole thing, so I may have missed this one, or maybe I'm...
Because I took it from the middle.
So the idea is that if we stop learning for just a moment, the Torah is going to completely destroy. So by us continuing to learn, and there's constant 24 hours learning of Torah throughout the world, that's why there are different time zones, some explain. So there's always constant learning. It's keeping the world, we're building the world. Which actually, we should learn in the Zechus of the three boys. I should mention I had the letters here. a friend of mine from Eretz Israel, I don't have the name of the name. The friend of mine from Eretz Israel sent out they want to learn 24 hours a day for 7 days a week. You know, I'm in Israel here in New York, so I wrote down for us from 5:30 to 6. I'm here at 5:30 to 6 to learn, to 7 rather, seven. To learn B'zuchus, their return safe. Okay, so it says the Gemara now, Amar Ravina, afilu hachi, even despite the fact, even though, as we said above, that Talmud Chacham is very fiery and is very is makbid in certain things, he still has to try his best to be b'nichusa, to be calm, be relaxed and gentle. Shenemar v'haser kas milvecha v'gomer. He's supposed to remove the kas, remove the anger. So yes, when a person learns, he gets so excited and so much emotion, so much feeling, and the anger sometimes comes out, but he has to try his best to maintain it. Okay, now on a completely different topic. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonason. Shlosha Sha'alu Shlokuhugan. Three individuals in history asked inappropriately for a question, as the Gemara will explain. L'shnaim Heshivu Kihugan. Two of them were answered by Hashem in a proper way, despite the fact that they asked inappropriately. U'le'echad Heshivu Shlokuhugan. One of them was answered inappropriately. Ve'ilain, the following are the three. Eliezer Eved Avram is one. Then there's Shaul ben Kish, and then Yiftach HaGiladi. So what were the cases of each three? Eliezer Eved Havram, Tichsev Abhaya Nara Sheomer Leha, and he says when he went to find the wife for Yitzchak, so he says, whichever young girl will I say to her, Hatina Kadech, you know, give me some of your water in your pitcher, and the whole discussion, what it means exactly, give me to your pitcher for me to drink, for my donkeys to drink, what exactly was the test. But whoever the first girl to come, that's the one who's going to be a wife for Yitzchak. So what was wrong with what he asked? So the Gemara says, because Yachal Afilu Chigaris, it could have been that someone who's missing a leg, or Afilu Suma, maybe a blind girl would have came and helped out. And now Shlokukan, he should have specified someone more specific about someone who is more appropriate for Yitzchak Avinu. The fact that he didn't, he was asked as Shlokukan, says the Gemara. And the Gemara explains, however, he Shuvokukan, he was, of course, answered appropriately with the with Rivka coming and being the wife of Yitzchak.
Put pressure on Hashem.
Exactly, right? Put pressure on Hashem, right? If you were more specific on the tefillah, then Akash Baruch Hu wouldn't have to work so hard. Nizdam Nala Rivka, and Rivka was the one who was he was answered with the Rivka, so that worked out well for Eliezer and certainly for Yitzchak. Gemara says number two. Who is the two? The second case? Shaul ben Kish, Shaul HaMelech, Dichsiv, regarding Goliath, Goliath, Vaya Ha'ish HaSheyich Kenu, Yashrenu HaMelech Osher Gadol. So the man who comes and kills Goliath, I will give him a lot of riches, V'esbito Yitein Lo, and I will give him my daughter to marry. Yachol Afil Eved, let's say an Eved. So he's going to marry his daughter off to an Eved. Afil Mamzeit can marry his daughter off into someone that doesn't have the proper Yichus. So he was. He also asked an inappropriate request. However, he shivokugan in his dam lo David. So he was answered properly by Akash Baruch Hu, and David was one who became his son-in-law.
It said before the Yom Forest that by the case of Eliezer, he didn't say Mamzer or Eved because he was before Matan Torah.
Ah, so yeah, that's what Tosos says, right.
Ah, okay.
Well, let's look at Tosos inside.
Okay.
Tosos says, we'll come back to the early one afterwards. Tosos says, Yachol afilu chigeres al suma. So this is in regards to Shaul. It could have been that, this is in regard to Eliezer Eved. It could have been that he was granted that someone, a girl came who was missing a leg or is blind. Asks the Tosos, Tema, Amaylo Nakat Hacha Gavi Eliezer, Eved Avram, Kimo Dukamar Gavi Shaul. Why didn't it suggest to Eliezer just like it suggested for Shaul? What did it say by Shaul? Yachol afilu mamzeres o shivcha. It's possible it was a mamzer and Eved that came to Shaul. It should have said that to Eliezer. Maybe a mamzeres who wasn't roi for Yitzchak, or someone who was in Eved, or Shifcha rather, who wasn't roi for Yitzchak. So he answers the Gemara, Amar Rashi mishum degavi Eliezer lo shayach adayim mamzeres deho lo nisna Torah. Torah wasn't given as of yet, so therefore none of these mitzvahs applied. The Maritz Chis in the back, before he gets to the next answer, he says, no. We know the Mishnah, the last Mishnah in Kiddushin tells us that Avram kept all the mitzvahs. And the Gemara Numa tells us Afil Erev Tafshilin he kept. We know all the others kept the mitzvahs. So what? Why? What do you mean they didn't keep the mitzvahs? Of course they kept the mitzvahs, even before the Torah. And Nefesh Chaim, to quote him again, says, how are they able to keep the Torah if the Torah wasn't given yet? The Nevesh Chaim says they had a certain connection. They may not have kept the actual mitzvahs, but they knew what the mitzvahs did in the world above, and they're so connected to the world
right,
above, they were able to accomplish.
Was so
exactly. So they knew what had to be done. So that's how they knew. So we see that they did keep the Torah. So says the Maratzchias, they kept the Torah for everything except with respect to arayos and marriage rules. Because Yaakov Avinu married two sisters, so that was the only area that they didn't keep. Everything else they kept. Now that's a clear Ramban right al Torah, that Yaakov Avinu married two sisters because he lived in Chutz La'aretz. In Chutz La'aretz, exactly. So Chutz La'aretz doesn't, there's no mitzvah, says Ramban. L'shitaso, he says, Eretz Yisrael is the only place we do mitzvahs. Why do we do mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz? In order to simply prepare ourselves when we get to Eretz Yisrael. Anything we're doing now, he says, is nothing.
That's a Rambam or Ramban?
Ramban. Ramban says that. And that's exactly what you said. That's why when they entered Eretz Yisrael, Rachel had to die before entering, so Yaakov only had one wife, because if he entered with two wives, he'd be violating an Aveira. That's what Ramban says. Very powerful for us in Chutz La'aretz that we're not becoming any mitzvahs. There are many Rishonim who, of course, say we are becoming mitzvahs derais. Now, okay. So let's back to the Gemara now. I do want to do the other Tosos. We'll do that in a little bit, though. So let's go back to the Gemara now. So we did the first two. One was Eliezer Eved. He asked inappropriately and was given Rivka. And then there's the Shaul who asked inappropriately also and was granted David HaMelech. But then comes Yiftach HaGiladi. Yiftach HaGiladi, Dichsiv, what was the whole background here? He wanted to win the war, I think it was. And he said, next one to walk through. He says, Dichsiv, Faya Yotzi Asher Yetzi Mildalsi Beisi. Next person who exits my house will be offered as a carbon.
Yiftach was the son of I don't know how to take it, but he was a son of a Zona also. And he was a big warrior, and they actually threw him out.
Uh-huh.
And then they had to, but he was a very good general, like a good warrior. So they were fighting, I think, against the Plishtim, I don't know, and they could just were losing and losing. So they all came back to him and said, okay, if I come back, you have to let me, you know, be you know, the ruler of
and
accepted. They took him back, and he won, but he made his name.
Right. So this is another. He says, next one to exit my house will be the carbon.
He was, I think, an illegal son, I think, or something. That's why they didn't want him as a ruler at the beginning, something like that.
Oh, he was a mamzer, you're saying?
Either a mamzer. Something was that he wasn't, that they thought he wasn't kosher.
Uh-huh. I think I just saw this in Navi and not remembering. Where is this in Navi? Yes, yeah, so that's a while ago. Okay, so I don't remember this. Okay, so he said this, he made this nether that said, anybody, the next thing to walk through my exit my house will be offered as a carbon. So what was the problem with this statement? It says the Gemara, Yachal afilu davar tameh. Let's say a pig walks through, something that's not roy for a carbon. And Sheshivish Lokugan, and he was actually granted his request was not, it was granted what he asked for something inappropriate. What happened? Nizdamna lo bito, and end up being the next thing that walked through was his daughter. V'hainu tukamalahu navi lisa. This is what the navi said to Klai Yisrael. This is Yirmiya. Hatsari ena begalad imrofei ein sham. So lashon hatsari, explain here means
trufa,
right? In terms of a medicine or some way to heal it. So, is there no doctor, basically, in Gilad to help undo the neder? So this is referring to that Pinchas was the Navi at the time.
He could have gone and...
Exactly. Gilad could have went to, Yiftach, rather, could have went to Pinchas and been matter the neder. And Pinchas could have went to Yiftach to also be matter, and they both got punished for not going to each other. They both had so much gaiva that I'm more important, they should come to me. And that's what Yirmiyah was referring to when he said, again, Hatsari ein b'gad im rofei in sham. There's no rofei to heal, to fix the problem. Uksiv, and it's written further, this is a pasuk in Yirmiyah as well, Asher lo tzivisi, lo dibarti, lo also alibi. So what does this mean? Asher lo tzivisi, that which I didn't command, that refers to Zeb b'no shemesha melech Moav. Referring to the son of the king of Moab, Shenemar vayikach es b'no b'chor asher yimloch tachtav v'yaleu ola. So what's going on right now? This pasuk is referring to a few different historical events. We're going to get to Yiftach in a moment. The first historical event this pasuk is referring to in Yirmiyah is this case of the son of the Melech Moab. So So what was happening when they were fighting Klal Yisrael? So they saw Bnei Yisrael that Bnei Yisrael was winning. So they asked the Eved, their servants, what exactly is the nature of these this nation Bnei Yisrael that there so many nisim are being done for them? So they said because their great great grandfather is Avram Avinu. So they said, I also have a Bechor. Oh, so they said, Avram Avinu, sorry, he shechted Yitzchak, his Bechor. So they said, we also have a Bechor, let me shecht our son. So then it goes on to say that he shechted Shinemar again, Vayikachis b'no Bechor, he took his son, this is the son of Moab, Hashem Yiloch tachtav, Vayileo Ola, and brought him, offered him as an Ola.
And he actually killed him?
That's what it seems like, yeah.
It says, יש מחלוקת שלדעת אחד הייתה כוונתו לשם עבודה זרה ולדעת שנייה הייתה כוונתו לשם שמיים והגברה כן היא כדעת המורה הסובר שהייתה כוונתו לשם שמיים.
This is מחלוקת של Sanhedrin I have here. Okay.
Yeah,
so that's what the first pasuk says. Not sure what it has to do with us. Then the next part of the pasuk, which is Lo Dibarti, what does Lo Dibarti refer to? Zeh Yiftach, that refers to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I didn't really want Yiftach to shecht his daughter as a carbon. I want him and Pinchas to unite somewhere and to be matir the nether.
But he didn't really shecht her. He sent her away.
Oh, that's what happened. Yeah,
he sent her to the mountains, and she was like in isolation.
Just, Oh, that's what happened.
Yeah. He didn't really. He never shechted her. Okay. I was also when I read it, I was also surprised that he wasn't matir the nether because it was almost b'shogeg what he said. So.
Right, so it could have been, but
it's interesting that the Gemara mentions it.
Right, so I get, but it should have been. Okay, he could have easily matted the nether, but you need a chacham to mat the nether. You can't do it on your own. Yeah. So that's a reference to the pasuk that Kadosh Baruch Hu never really wanted that Yiftach be mekayin the nether. He wanted them to be matted the nether. Then, just continuing in the pasuk, we're gonna have lo also al libi, and it never really occurred to me. Never really thought it's going to happen. Zeh Yitzchak ben Avram. I never really intended on Yitzchak being shechted in there. It was just to test Avram to see his commitment to me. So Amar Rebbe, so that concludes the discussion of three individuals who asked Shloka Hugam. So comes along Amar Rebbe, Brachya, Af Knesset Yisrael, Sha'ala Shloka Hugam. Also, Knesset Yisrael asked inappropriately a question. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is Shiva Kugan, and yet they were granted an appropriate response. Shenemar, Vineda Vinir Defal Das is Hashem Kishachar Nachon Matzo Vyavoki Geshem Lanu. So we want to know, we want to follow to know Hashem like the morning to know him as the rain comes. They want to know Kadosh Baruch Hu like the rain. That was the metaphor that they used. And this pasuk is found in Hosea. So Amalak Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, Biti, my daughter. Never refer to Knesset Yisrael, it's always Biti. Oftentimes it's Ben, like Ben Bini Bichari. When it's Knesset Yisrael, it means Biti. These are something a little bit unpnimis, what the difference between Bas and Ben is. But Biti, At Sho'alas Davar Shepamim Mispakish, Pamim She'enim Mispakish. You're requesting something that sometimes comes as a bracha and sometimes doesn't. You're requesting something like rain. But we don't need rain all the time. Rain's only needed in the rainy season. You don't need it in the summer. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be something that is always needed. I'm going to be like Tal to Klai. So Tal is always needed. There's always dew in the world. So that's what I'm going to be like. And that's why they were. That's how they were responded to appropriately. There's another question that was once requested inappropriately. They said in front of him, Rabbona Sha'olam, Simani Kechosim Al Libcha. Place me like a signature on your heart, like the signature on an arm. So Amalek Kadosh Baruch Hu says, then Biti, you're making a request that sometimes gets seen, sometimes that doesn't get seen. I guess it's the heart. The heart never gets seen. I'm not sure.
It's
on the chest, on the outside. Okay, so when he's wearing clothing, you can't see it, only when the clothing's off. But you know what I'm going to do, says Kadosh Baruch Hu, Avani, Esalacha Davar Shinir Liolam. I'm going to put this signature in a place where it could always be seen. Shinemar, Hein Akapayim Chalkusecha. In my hands, I'm going to place the signature, put you guys in, that you're all mine, we're one and the same, and therefore you'll always be seen. So we have a total of now five that asked Shelo Kuhugan. So let's go to the top.
Two is Knesset Yisrael. Right?
Two of them are Knesset Yisrael, exactly. It wasn't really like individuals. It was like this discussion that's happening in Mala, up in Shemayim. Now, if you go to the top, not top, go to the Tosas towards the top, Shlosha Sha'alu. Shlosha Sha'alu, Shelo Kuhugan. There are three, and we really learned there are a total of five, Shelo Kuhugan. Tosas says there might even be a sixth. Eliezer Shel V'Yiftach are the three that we mentioned in the Gemara initially. There's another individual. Vim Tomar Amai Lo Chashiv Kali Ben Yifuna. So this is very appropriate for this yesterday's Parsha. She'amar Asher Yakes Kirya Sefer V'Lachta Nasati Lo Es Achsa Biti Le'isha. So what happens when Kalev, one of the things he was granted was Chevron, when he's going to go to Eretz Yisrael. He and Yeshua were the only ones who lived. So he says, anybody who kills and wipes out Kirya Sefer,
because they had the giants there.
So it's just like Shel said, like David, whoever kills the giant, whoever takes over Chevron, I'm going to give them my daughter, Achsa. So Milo Paruch Kimohaka, why didn't they ask the question, Yachal Mamzer O Eved, maybe it's a Mamzer who's going to defeat the giants, or maybe it's going to be an Eved that defeats the giants. Also, Shelo Kuhugan. V'yeshlomer, the Hodekamar Kalev, Shitin Lo Kash Baruch Hu Kol Mishi Yachal Achsa Oson, Halachos Sheshachu Bimei Evlo, Avelo Shemoshe, Etain Lo Achsa Biti. So apparently, I'm not sure how Tosus gets this, but Kalev wasn't asking only for someone who's conquering the city, but also for a person who was able to remember all the things that were forgotten, all the halachos that were forgotten when they were sitting avelus for the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. A lot of halachos were forgotten. So he wanted someone to return, remember all those halachos. That's what he's really requesting. Now, how that fits into the actual pasuk, I'm not sure. Gemara says, I guess, right, yes, I don't know. I'm not sure. How does that fit in? I'll take a quick peek in the back here. Okay, I don't know. Okay, and then Tosus continues now. It says another answer is V'yesh Mefarshim, D'lechach Nikres Achsa. Why was she called Achsa, his daughter? Shekola Roa Osa, Koes Alishto. Anybody who sees her got so angry at his wife. V'zeo Vadim Mishim Tzniyas Yisera D'Kachazuba. Because she was such a Tanua, so everyone's like, why is my wife not like her? So it created a lot of anger. That's why Achsa has a lashon of Kaz inside it. Okay. And V'haya Somech D'Zechusa, since she was so Tanua, Kalev was so certain, Hayasomech de Zechusa, the great Zechus she had for the Tzniyah she had, Vizechus Dide, and his own Zechus that he got from, you know, with the Meraglim and standing strong, Mistaya de lo Mizdavinola, Elekfi Masa, that he was certain that even though he may have asked inappropriately, it wasn't so clear as his request, because he had such a Zechus and his daughter had such a Zechus, he knows that Kadosh Baruch Hu will only be Mizdavig, will only get her a wife, a husband, that is appropriate for her according to her Zechuyos. Like the Gemara in Sota says, Kedis Basota, Dei Mizdagvin, the Gemara continues, you only get Kafi Maaseh. And Rashi then actually writes, what's Maaseh, what's the girl's Midos? Based on her Tznius. So a woman who's a Tzanua will get a Tzadik. So he was so certain her Tznius was so great that even though he asked an open question, he was going to get answered appropriately. Okay, back to the Gemara on the bottom, three lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Ein Sh'alan Es HaGeshamim. The Gemara had told, the Mishnah rather, had told us that we only ask for Geshamim, the end, what was the exact line?
Samach
LeGeshamim. Okay, only at the end, near the rainy season. So Gemara says, Savrua, whenever the word Savrua appears in Gemara, it always means, I think there's one exception, the Gemara about Basar maybe, but normally Savrua means we're going to make a suggestion that's going to be rejected. So Savrua, She'ila v'haskara chad milsi. Initially, Gemara thinks that asking and mentioning She'ila is saying talamat levracha, haskara is mashiv ruach minagashim. At this point, the Gemara thinks it's one of the same. And when the Gemara uses Ein Sha'alim, when the Mishnah rather uses Ein Sha'alim, it really means Ein Maskirin, referring to mashiv ruach, not saying talamat. And Man Tana, and who is the author of the Mishnah? Has to be Amarava Rabbi Yeshuahi Damar Mishahan Chaso. The time you put the lulav down, which is the last days of Sukkot, that's when you do the Sheila, which is really in this case meaning Haskara. You say Masheruach at the end of Sukkot. But then Gemara says, as I said to you, it rejects this. Amar Le Abaye, no. Afilu tema Rabbi Eliezer, she'ela l'chud, hazkar l'chud. I can even tell you that Rabbi Eliezer is the author of this Mishnah that says you start saying Masher Ruach in the beginning of Sukkos, and when the Mishnah says Ein Shu'alim at the end of Sukkos, that refers to she'ela, saying Talmud l'racha. They're two different things. One's hazkar in the beginning, and one is she'ela at the end. The Gemara brings an Ikadamri, another version of this discussion, which seems to be pretty much the same. Ikadamri. Lema suggests, instead of saying Sefarua, it says Lema, maybe one should suggest that Rabbi Yeshua, he is the author of the Mishnah, the Amar Mishas and Chasa, that he says, he starts saying Haskara at the end of the Sukkos. And Amar Rava responds, Afilo Tema Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer really could be the author, She'ela Lechud v'Haskar Lechud. No. The Mishnah is talking about She'ela, Rabbi Eliezer is referring to a Haskara. They're two different points in time, so Rabbi Eliezer could also be the author that says Ein She'alin. Ein She'alin is meant to be literally, you don't ask until the end of Sukkos, while you're mentioning Mashiv Ruach in the beginning of Sukkos. Okay. I think Mark quotes in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda Omer ha'over lefnei ateva v'chula, which means, was telling us that Rabbi Yehuda held that the first day of Sukkos, sorry, the last day of Sukkos, Shachris was not reciting Mashiv Ruach, but during Musaf they would recite Mashiv Ruach. And then Pesach time, during Shachris they would mention Mashiv Ruach, but then Musaf they would not mention Mashiv Ruach. So Gemara says, Urminhi, is it really true that we stop saying Mashiv Ruach Pesach? Ad Mosai Sho'al Nesak Shamimim. When, up until when do we ask for rain? Meaning, when do we stop asking for rain? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Shiavor Pesach, until Pesach concludes. And Rabbi Meir Omer, Ad Shiavor Nisan, until Nisan passes. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, at least, Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah told us that up until you mention, up until first day of Pesach. This Brisa tells us until the end of Pesach. So, is it the beginning of Pesach or the end of Pesach that you stop asking for rain? So, Amar Rav Chisda Lo Kasha, this is not a problem. Kan lishol, kan lahaskir. One's talking about asking, one's talking about mentioning. Mishal sha'il v'azil lahaski ramtav rishon pasuk. So you continue to ask throughout Sukkos, throughout Pesach rather, because that's what the Mishnah says right here. The Brisa says, Ad masai shu'alin, when do you stop asking? Yehuda says you stop asking through Pesach. You say, during Chol Hamoed, you say, Tein talmat l'racha. When it comes to Haskara, the mentioning of Mashiv Ruach, like our mission in Beis Ma'av told us, that you stop first day. Okay, so the Gemara says, this seems a little bit strange, though. So look with the response. The Gemara says, Amar Ula, Padir of Chisda, Kasha kechomus l'shinayim v'chashin le'naim. This answer is like vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes, nothing pleasant. So what's the problem? What did he say wrong? You're saying Mashiv Ruach up until Pesach the first day, then you're going to stop Mashiv and then continue to do She'ela throughout Pesach?
It says here it's from Mishle.
Pasuk Mishle?
Pasuk
Mishle. Okay, so I think Gemara does invoke this a few places, I think, in Shas. Gemara at least quotes one in Kedushin. When there's a strange answer, they say this is this Pasuk. Kechomet Lishinayim Lecha'ashon Leinayim. So what was the problem with this response? The Gemara says, Ma b'makom Mishe'ena Shoel Maskir. Just like in the beginning of the year, Sukkos time, we mention Mashiv Ruach at the end of Sukkos. We don't do She'ela until the 7th of Cheshvan. So we find Hazkara without She'ela. So, Makom Sheshol Ein Adin Shemaskir. If you're going to continue to ask throughout Pesach, you should also continue to have a mentioning of Mashiv Ruach also. As we said, the Gemara is going to explain later on, but as we said in the past, that Mashiv Ruach is meant to be a prelude to their request. But to have a she'ela without the shevach haritza beforehand seems strange. So why would you have a she'ela if you stop mentioning Mashiv Ruach HaMinagashim? So Gemara says, you're right, we're not really so satisfied with this answer. Ella, Amar Ula, Tre Tanai Aliva de Rehuda. There are two different opinions of Rabbi Huda. Two people, one person thought Rabbi Huda says you stop mentioning first day of Pesach, and the other opinion thought you stop mentioning at the end of Pesach. But when it comes to She'el and Haskar, there's no difference. Whenever you stop one, you stop the other one. So our mission, that said Rabbi Huda felt that first day of Pesach, you stop both Mashiv Ruach, and you don't say Sein Talmat L'Racha on Chol Hamoed anymore. And the opinion in the Brisa that we just brought now in Dalam and Bey says, no, you continue to say Mashiv Ruach, and you continue to say Sein Talmat throughout Chol Hamoed, until the last day of the seventh day of Pesach, you stop both of them. Now, the Gemara attempts to give a few other explanations of the steer to Rabbi Yehuda, whether Rabbi Yehuda is referring to first day of Pesach or last day of Pesach. So Rav Yosef suggests, Amar, my ad she'avor Pesach, what does it mean until Pesach passes? It doesn't mean until all the Yontif Pesach goes through. What it means is ad she'avor shliach tzibur rishon hayorid b'yom tov rishon shel Pesach. It means the guy who davened shachris on the first day of Pesach, that's when it stops. We stop then from saying Masher Ruach, and we stop then the same Talamat Levracha, and therefore it becomes consistent with our Mishnah, that they're both, our Mishnah and the Brice are talking about first day of Pesach.
But according to the Mishnah, the Rishon, by Shachris, they still mention it, and they only don't do it by the, does he agree to that?
In our Mishnah, Shachris, we do mention it still, yeah. Here too also.
Here it doesn't say what it is, so it does. No. Ad Shavosh Lechatzivor Rishon, Hayoret Lechatzivor. Oh, so it's after that, it's Ad Velo Ad Bechlal.
I'm not sure. I thought I meant.
Okay.
But remember now, our Mishnah is talking about Masher Ruach Haskara. This Bryce is talking about She'ela.
But according to our Mishnah, we're saying that they both coincide at the same time.
Right, but the problem is, the Gemara asks now, Amar Le'e Baye, She'ela B'yamta Mi'ika? There's no She'ela on Yamta. We only say She'ela when you say the Bracha of Saint Talamat Le'Racha during Chol. That bracha. So what do you mean? The Shachris guy mentions Sheila. He's the last one to mention Sheila during Yontif. There's no Sheila on Yontif.
Right.
I'm like, no, there is. Shoel Maturgaman. The Maturgaman, he was the guy giving the big drasha. So during his drasha, right, the way it used to work was, you had the Rav giving the drasha, but he didn't have the ability to amplify his voice. He had a special guy with like a, one of those guys who sounds like he has a loudspeaker in his mouth, in his throat, a very, very loud voice. So the Rav would whisper to Maturgaman, and the Maturgaman would amplify to the entire Tzibur. So during that Maturgaman, the Maturgaman would also make a she'ela for anything that the Tzibur needs. So yes, he can mention that we need some rain, Gishmei Bracha. He mentioned this in the first day of Pesach during Shachris, and he'd stop asking. So Gemara said, I don't understand. V'chi Maturgaman shoel davar she'ino tzarech l'tzibur. The Maturgaman's going to ask for something that Tzibur doesn't need. The Maturgaman's only going to make a she'ela during this drasha when it's something that really needed. You don't need rain anymore. Pesach is here now. It's a new season. There's no need for rain. Why are you mentioning this she'ela? So Gemara says, you're right. Elam mechavrsa k'tula. We're going to go back to Ula's answer that what was the problem, what was the answer to the differences of Rabbi Yehuda? It's machlokes tanaim. Rabbi Yehuda, there are two Talmidim Rabbi Yehuda who learned differently what Rabbi Yehuda held. There's no real way to reconcile these two opinions. Rabbah attempts to give his own answer.
Because according to the second opinion, it's according to the first opinion it talks about Haskara, and according to the first Tana.
Our Mishnah is Haskara.
Haskara, and according to the Braisa is
Sheila. Exactly.
There's no way to put it together.
Then the Gemara says, Rabba Amar, my Ad She'avor Pesach. How are we going to interpret the words Ad She'avor Pesach that appear in the Braisa and Dalam Rebbeis? It means Ad She'avor Zman Shechitas HaPesach, until the time of the Shechting, which is Erev Pesach now. So how do we understand this? Uchesichilaso Kein Sofo. Just like the beginning, so too is the end. What does that mean? Matchilaso, just like the beginning of the rainy season by Sukkis. Mazgir Afav B'Yishenos Shoel. You mention Masher Ruach on the last day of Sukkot, even though you don't ask yet until Zayin Cheshvan. So we find Haskara without She'el in the beginning. Af Sofo, Mazgir Afav B'Yishenos Shoel. So to the end, you mention even though you're not actually requesting. So what happens is, so the She'el stops Erev Pesach, because that's the last Tfilas Chol. And then Leil Pesach, you say Masher Ruach. Shachris, you say Masher Ruach, and then you stop after Tfilas Tal.
So this is considering that the Zman Minchas is before Zman, after She'avor Zman Shechitas HaPesach. Meaning, it's talking about the beginning of Zman of Mincha.
Why?
Because when does Zman of Korban Pesach end? Probably by Shkia or what?
You have up until... probably. Let's look at Rashi, maybe addressing this point. See Rashi, it's the last few lines in Rashi, last few narrow lines, I should say. Ad she'avor zman shechitas haPesach. Rashi says, Chatzos hayom dar ba'asar, the noon of the 14th, ad she'avor, that's when it begins, zman of shechitas haPesach, ad she'avor chatzos, dahaynu kol tfilas yotzer, which just means until noon passes, that's the end of Shachris. You can't daven Shachris, tfilas yotzer Shachris. Vashmi'inan, Rabbi Yehuda, de b'mincha, de arve psachim, the mincha of Erev Pesach, afagav de mitzalina and tfias chol, even though you do daven the mincha then, mafaskinan, velo yomar, v'zein talamater. So I guess it's saying the beginning, like you said, the beginning's man. Once the beginning's man hits, which is noon, you stop.
The
yeah.
Already stops on mincha, he doesn't say.
Exactly, right, mincha time, yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, so what comes out again is Pesach time, you're going to stop the She'ela, but you're going to still say Masha Ruach for another few tefillos until the Shachris morning of Pesach. The Gemara has a problem with this. Amalei Abai says back to Rabbah, Bishma Tchilaso, I understand the beginning of the year, Sukkis, Mazkir, you mention Mashiv HaRuach before you're actually asking She'ela. That makes sense. Why? Because Haskara Nami Ritzoi She'elahi, like we said, Haskara is a Ritzoi. It's supposed to be to get find favor in Akash Baruch's eyes to lead to the She'ela. So you could have a couple weeks of Haskara before you actually ask the She'ela, because it builds up to the She'ela. But Ella, the opposite way, Sofo, my Ritzoi She'ela, Ika. Why would you mention Masha Ruach if there's no She'ela anymore? You stop She'ela. So why would you mention Masha Ruach? The only point of Masha Ruach is ultimately to ask for Geshem, for Sein Talmud Tlaracha. Once you stop asking for the Sein Talmud Tlaracha, Masha Ruach becomes pointless. So the Gemara says, you're right, Ella, Mechavrisa, Kedula. We're also going to revert back to the answer of Ula, which was simply that there are two opinions said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yassi. Rabbi Yassi says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, we passing like Rabbi Yehuda, that what? That you stop saying Masha Ruach on the first day of Pesach. Amalei Rabbi Zeira, the Rabbi Yassi. They say to Rabbi Yassi, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halchi. Does Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Yeah. Oh, he's going back to Sukkot time now.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I guess we'll see that in conscious. So again, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda that in the beginning of the seasons that we mention, we start mentioning Masha Ruach Min Hagashem during Musaf of Shmi Atzeres. So Amalei Rabbi Zeira, the Rabbi Yassi, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halchi. Does Rabbi Yochanan really say that? V'hatnan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us later on in Maseches Tainis, b'shlosha b'mar cheshvan shu'al nesek shamim, that in the third day of cheshvan is when you start asking for rain. And Rabbi Gamliel omer b'shiva bar on the seventh, and this depends on how long it takes the Oli Ragom to get back to Bavel. Whether it's the third or the seventh of cheshvan. V'omer Rabbi Lazar halachik Rabbi Gamliel. Lazar says, we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. So we see that you do she'ela from the seventh, not from the last day of Sukkis. Amalei Gavra Karamis? What do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan says one thing, Rabbi Lazar says something else. They're allowed to have difference of opinions, so why is that a stira? Rabbi Yochanan says everything goes based on Shmini Atzeres, and Rabbi Lazar says everything goes based on the seventh of Cheshvan. There's no stira. They're two different opinions. That's okay. Ibai same alternatively, no, they actually both agree. Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Lazar agrees to Rabbi Yochanan. Lo kasher, kan lishol, kan lahaskir. Rabbi Yochanan is referring to Azkara when you're referring to mentioning Masher Ruach. And Rabbi Lazar is referring to She'ela, the same Talamat Levracha. So when it comes to Haskara, that takes place in Shmini Atzeres. When it comes to She'ela, that takes place in Zayin Cheshvan. Everybody's in agreement.
That's almost like an obvious answer. I don't understand why they didn't use that one as the only one, main one.
I agree. It must be. We see a few places already now that they felt it was hard for them to separate between Haskara and She'ela. So whenever they can, they try to make them be the same date. Then the Gemara says, "V'ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan b'makom shesholel maskir." So you can't say this according to Rabbi Yochanan, the second answer, because Rabbi Yochanan, we have a statement in his name that says, "Whenever you ask, you're supposed to mention also." So you can't have mentioning without asking, and so it has to be that he thinks that both Haskara and She'ela begin on Shmini Atzeres. Where it says no, that statement of Rabbi Yochanan is hahu lafsak inmer. That's talking about the end. In the beginning, you could understand. You could have a Shevach for a couple weeks and then have a She'ela as well. But at the end, as we said above in the Gemara, it doesn't make sense to have Haskara without a She'ela and a She'ela without Haskara. So therefore, he's referring to at the end where he said, B'makum Sheshal Maskir. When you ask, you mention.
Right.
But if there's no more asking, then you stop mentioning as well. But then the Gemara says, wait a second, we have another statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. V'ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan Hischil Haskir. The person begins to mention, he's maskil lishol, he also begins to ask. So it does happen the same day. Once you start doing haskara of Masha Ruach on Shmi Atzeres, Rabbi Yochanan says you're also supposed to start asking Sheila saying Talmud to the Racha also on Shmiyat Teres. And he continues to say Pasuk Mishal, Pasuk Posek Mlahaskir. When you stop asking by Pesach time, you also stop mentioning. So Gemara says, okay, so this is the one we can't answer. This clearly Rabbi Yochanan says, even in the beginning of the year, Haskara and Sheila take place at the same time. However, before we wanted to say Rabbi Yochanan felt, you don't do Sheila until Zayin Cheshvan. There was a difference of the timing of Haskara Sheila. So that's a Sira. Answers the Gemara, Ela Lokasha, Halon, Halahu. One's referring to us, one's referring to them. Let's look at Rashi now. This Rashi, yeah?
Halan, Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael?
Yes. So Rabbi Yochanan is in Eretz Yisrael. This is the famous Gemara, if you remember from Sukkah, and also Gemara in Ksubis. Rav Kahana came to, left Bavel to go to Eretz Yisrael.
To learn, right.
And then Rav Kahana was quite sharp. And he was told to sit in the back of the class, and a whole maysa happened. And the end of Rabbi Yochanan says, I always thought Torah was ours in Eretz Yisrael. It's actually not. It's actually yours in Bavel. He was masking to Rav Kahana's greatness. And there's actually an amazing Shita Mekubetzis and Ksubas that says, there's a lot of Gemaras that talk about which was greater, Eretz Yisrael or Bavel, which Torah is greater. So he says, having the combination of both is what is. Rav Kahana learned in Bavel. So once he had all the Harifas, the ability to learn in Bavel, then he went to Eretz Yisrael, that combination made him greater. So it's good to learn from a few other people, from different people. It's good to. Okay. So what's the difference between Halon, us in Eretz Yisrael, versus them in Bavel? So Rashi says, you see, this is around nine lines from the bottom, smack in the middle of the line, Halon, Halahu. Lebnei Bavel, sheyesh lanu, tua, uperis, besadeh, kol Tishrei, in Bavel, where there's a lot of grains and fruit in the field, all of Tishrei, ein maskirin ad shiva b'marcheshen. We wait till we ask for rain, because they didn't want to ruin all the fruit. It rains when the fruit's actually there. It rains good to help things grow, but once everything's out there, you don't want it to get ruined. So therefore, they pushed off the request until Cheshvan, until all the fruits gathered together from Tishrei. That's V'halahu. Jump to the next Rashi. V'halahu, Livnei Eretz Yisrael. Wait a second. This is actually talking about Halon. This must not be Rabbi Yochanan talking. Okay, so V'halahu, them in Eretz Yisrael, the Kotrim, B'Nisan, they cut everything in Nisan, so nothing's left in the fields over the summer. V'osim B'Tishrei, they gather everything in Tishrei. Maskirin B'Yomtov, Ha'akon K'Bihuda. You could automatically, right away, start mentioning Sheila right at the end of Tishrei.
It's very interesting because we hold nowadays that all the Sheila is based on Eretz Yisrael.
Yes,
like
right.
In South America, right. The seasons are opposite, but we still hold.
Right.
Like
that's a great point. Yeah. But we do it, you know, even our Sheila, we wait until December 4th and 5th in Chutz La'aretz.
Yes.
Based on Bavel, which is strange. Not based on Eretz Yisrael. Based on this Gemara, Eretz Yisrael does Sein Talmata starting Zayin Cheshvan. Chutz La'aretz does it December 4th or 5th, based on the solar calendar.
Right, from that point of view, yeah.
And we file after Bavel, even though we're not like Bavel.
Guess, right. But seasons we follow Eretz Yisrael. I guess we follow right. The northern hemisphere.
Right. So then the Gemara says, Maishna Lididon. So Rashi explained what the Gemara said, I guess. Maishna l'didon, why us, this lam peri bedibra? Because we have fruit in the desert, we have fruit in the fields, and if it's going to rain while the fruit's still out, it's going to be bad for the food. However, they did too, them in Eretz Yisrael, nam islay oliver golem. They also have oliver golem there. So the oliver golem have to get back. It's not fair to start asking for rain in Shmiyat Teres. That means oliver golem have to travel 2 weeks back home in the pouring rain. So it's a good reason to also push off the Sheila until Zayin Cheshvan as well for Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Ki Ka'ama Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said a statement, Bizman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. When the Beis HaMikdash was not up, that's when he said you could start saying Sheila by Shmiyat Teres. But when the Beis HaMikdash was around, he would Einech Nami agreed you could wait until Zayin Cheshvan. Says the Gemara, Hashta, Da'as Al-Hachi. Now that we've come to this conclusion, we could say as follows, the two opinions of Yochanan is not a stira, and you don't have to say one's in Eretz Yisrael, one's a Bavel. Rather, what you could suggest is Havah Liditu. Both of them are talking about for them in Eretz Yisrael. Vilo Kasha, Kan Bizman She Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Kan Shein Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. When the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, that's when Rabbi Yochanan said, don't mention Sheil, don't Sheil do Sheila until Zayin Cheshvan. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that's when Rabbi Yochanan says, you can mention Sheila right on Shmiyat Teres, or right after Shmiyat Teres, because then there's no Olir Golem. There wasn't a concern for people getting poured on. V'ana now, anan de islan tri yama hechi avdinan. Us now in Bavel, Eretz and Chutzlartz, we keep 2 days. What's the best practice in doing the maskirin? Because are you mentioning Shmirat Tzeres, and then are you going to stop again? Look at the Gemara. Does Rashi clarify the question here? Right. So Rashi says this is 5 lines to the bottom. Anan de islan tre yame. Rashi explains Shnei yamim tovim la'achronim. We have 2 days yamtiv, the 2 last days, Shmirat Tzeres and Simchas Torah, as we have it in America. Shmini, Safik Shvi, Chi, Safik Shmini. The 8th day might really be the 7th day, and the 9th day might really be the 8th day. The Rebbe Yehuda, the Amar Miyom Tva'achron Be'ezim Hen Maskir, which, when in the Mishnah, last day was referring to when there's 1 day Yomtif. But now we have 2 last days, so which last day was he referring to? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Maskil B'Musafim, U'Posik B'Mincha, Arvis, V'Shachvis, V'Chozer B'Musafim. He suggests, on our Shmiat Tzeres, in Chutzlart, 1st day Yomtif, mention the 1st day Yomtif and Musaf. Mashiva Ruach HaMurdagashim. Then Mincha time, don't mention it. Marv, don't mention it. Shachar, don't mention it. And then mention it again, Musaf time, and then continue from Musaf to the rest of the season. That's what Rav wanted to suggest. So it says Shmuel, Amrilu Shmuel, Poki Vamrile La'aba, go out to say, tell your father, I'm not sure what he's means by that. It says, Acha Shas Yasa Kodesh Tasuchol. It doesn't make any sense. After you make it Kodesh, you're not really Kodesh, but after you've changed something, you're going to go back and change it back one way and then back the other way. It doesn't make any sense to do it that way. Ella Amar Shmuel Maschil B'Musafin U'B'Mincha U'Posik Arvis V'Shachos V'Chozer Maschil B'Musafin. He also says something like this. What's the difference? Because he's viewing each day. You can't make 1st day Yantif say Musaf and not Mincha. Mincha and Musaf are in the same exact day. So say Musaf and Mincha, then the new day at nighttime comes, then you could do Shachris without it, Marv and Shachris without it, and then say it again in Musaf. To that responds Rav Amar, Kevin Shehischil Shuvein Posik. Now, once you start saying Masher Ruach, you shouldn't stop saying it ever again, right? Not until Pesach time. The Chain Amar Rav Sheshes, Kevin Shehischil Shuvein Posik. Vaf Rav, Hadar Bay, even Rav himself was retracted, Damar Rav Chananel Amar Rav, Mona Esim Vechad Yom, Kiderach Shmona Esrei Yomim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So he says you count 21 days, just like you count 18 days from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur. U'maschil, and you begin. It doesn't mean 21 days. So, there are 21 days until Shmirat Tzeres. That's what we count. I'm not sure what the 18 days refer to, though. Oh, Kedek Shemona. Kedek Shemona Asara. We count 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. So too we count 21 days until Shmirat Tzeres. Okay. Therefore, we paskin, once you mention it, 1st day of Yontif, of the last days, that is, you mention it during Musaf, or then you no longer, you don't stop, you continue to say Mincha, Marv, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, the next days as well. That's why paskin. This interesting thing, based on this discussion, is Machlokas, the first night of Pesach, when do we count Sfiras Omer? Some count them in Shul, some count it after the Leil, after the Seder. Some say, why should you count it after the Seder, of the second night? If you count it in Shul, so it sounds like it's Chol. But then you go home and have a Seder, sounds like it's day one. Now it's that you're going backwards. Right? First day, Sfiras Omer is supposed to be during this Chol Moed. So once you count Sfiras Omer, it's Chol. Right. But then we go home and have a Seder, that's a Kodesh. That's assuming that it's really a Yontif.
It's like starting and then stopping.
Exactly. So they suggest you're supposed to have the Seder and then count Sfiras afterwards. That's what, based on this Gemara. Okay, everyone should have a good day, good week.